Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Nothing Ventured, Nothing Gained.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called, to whom he had given the money, to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down, and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. This parable is unique to Luke's gospel. It's similar to the one in Matthew, but with significant changes in the details. I suggest that you read them both, Matthew and Luke, and compare them. My first reaction on reading Luke's version was that it wasn't fair. It was not fair. As if life is expected to be fair. In fact, it isn't. And Jesus knew that as he went about his life's mission. The stories he told were not meant to reflect a perfect world, where everyone gets what he or she wants or even deserves. The stories of Jesus tell us about the reign of God at work in and among us, and they often surprise us. We're told that a nobleman, presumably a rich one, went to a distant country to secure his kingship. Before leaving, he calls in 10 slaves and gives each one some money. Each receives an equal amount, sometimes translated as gold coin or pound. The original Greek calls it a mina, which was about 3 months' wages, so a considerable sum of money. Each of the 10 receives the same amount, and each is told clearly that he was expected to invest the money. Time passes, and upon his return, the nobleman, now king, calls the slaves back and asks them for a report on what they had done with the money. Predictably, there is a variety of responses. Slave number one reports a tenfold increase, and is rewarded by being assigned to take charge of 10 cities. Fair enough. Slave number 2 reports a 5-fold increase and is thus given 5 cities to oversee. Now comes the 3rd slave. We don't know what happened to the other 7. The 3rd slave was being very careful, so he never let go of the original coin. He claims that he was afraid to make a mistake. He was afraid to invest it because he was afraid to lose it. The king is furious. He takes away the coin and gives it to the 1st slave, declaring that to all those who have, more will be given, but from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. So, where are you and I in this story? Picture yourself in the lineup before our Creator, who hands us each something of great value and tells us to, in effect, multiply it. To get beyond financial language, let's imagine that what we are given is not money, but instead a special gift, a talent, one could say an individual charism, be it music or art or eloquence or engineering skill. Think about your special gift. Everyone has one. Upon receiving and naming our gifts, we also receive the mandate to make them grow and become useful to others, to society, to the world. How do we do this? Simply by being the very best person we can be. And growing in age and grace inevitably involves taking risks. Not foolish risks like jumping off a cliff, but calculated risks after studying a situation, using our gifts in public, taking the chance that they might not be received by others, at least not at first. But we move forward anyhow, trying various ways to get out in the arena of life, and in fact, what we're doing is helping to build the reign of God together. So when we meet God at the end of our lives, we can say that we have multiplied our gifts by sharing them. The worst thing isn't to fail. The worst thing is never to have tried. Maybe as we approach the end of this church year, we could each of us take inventory of our treasury of gifts. How can we invest them and make them grow and do something wonderful for God?